13. Algorithms. By Robert Sedgwick, Kevin Wayne. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Algorithms, written by Robert Sedgwick and Kevin Wayne, is a comprehensive guide to the design and analysis of algorithms. The book covers a wide range of topics related to algorithm design, including data structures, sorting algorithms, graph algorithms, string processing algorithms, geometric algorithms, numerical methods for linear algebra and optimization problems. It also provides an introduction to randomized algorithms as well as advanced topics such as parallel computing. The book begins with an overview of basic concepts in algorithm design such as time complexity and space complexity. It then moves on to discuss various data structures such as stacks, queues, and heaps. After this, it introduces sorting techniques like insertion sort and quicksort before discussing more complex graph-based problems like shortest paths or minimum spanning trees. String processing is covered next with topics like pattern matching or regular expressions. Geometric problems are discussed after that with chapters devoted to convex hulls or line segment intersection tests, among others. Numerical methods for linear algebra are presented afterwards, followed by optimization techniques such as dynamic programming or branch unbound search strategies. Finally, the book concludes with a discussion on randomized algorithms which can be used when exact solutions are not possible due to computational constraints. Overall, Algorithms provides readers with an extensive coverage of all aspects related to algorithm design, from basic principles up through advanced topics in parallel computing, making it suitable both for beginners who want a thorough introduction into the field but also experienced practitioners looking for new ideas. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Divide and conquer. Divide and conquer is an algorithmic technique used to break down a problem into smaller, more manageable subproblems. It is a powerful tool for solving complex problems by breaking them down into simpler parts that can be solved independently. Main idea number 2. Randomized algorithms. Randomized algorithms are algorithms that use randomness to solve a problem. They are often used to solve problems that are too difficult to solve using deterministic algorithms. They can also be used to improve the efficiency of existing algorithms. Main idea number 3. Greedy algorithms. Greedy algorithms are algorithms that make decisions based on the best immediate outcome. They are often used to solve optimization problems, where the goal is to find the best solution from a set of possible solutions. Main idea number 4. Dynamic programming. Dynamic programming is an algorithmic technique used to solve problems that involve making decisions over a sequence of steps. It is used to solve problems that can be broken down into smaller subproblems, and the solutions to the subproblems can be combined to solve the original problem. Main idea number 5. Graph algorithms. Graph algorithms are algorithms used to solve problems involving graphs. They are used to solve problems such as finding the shortest path between two nodes, finding the minimum spanning tree of a graph, and finding the maximum flow in a network. Main idea number 6. Network flow algorithms. Network flow algorithms are algorithms used to solve problems involving the flow of items through a network. They are used to solve problems such as finding the maximum flow in a network, finding the minimum cost flow in a network, and finding the shortest path between two nodes. Main idea number 7. Linear programming. Linear programming is an algorithmic technique used to solve optimization problems. It is used to find the best solution from a set of possible solutions, where the goal is to maximize or minimize a given objective function. Main idea number 8. Integer programming is an algorithmic technique used to solve optimization problems involving integer variables. It is used to find the best solution from a set of possible solutions, where the goal is to maximize or minimize a given objective function. Main idea number 9. Approximation algorithms. Approximation algorithms are algorithms used to solve optimization problems that are too difficult to solve exactly. They are used to find a solution that is close to the optimal solution, but not necessarily the optimal solution. Main idea number 10. Parallel algorithms. Parallel algorithms are algorithms that can be executed in parallel on multiple processors. They are used to solve problems that can be broken down into smaller subproblems that can be solved independently. Main idea number 11. Online algorithms. Online algorithms are algorithms that are designed to solve problems in an online setting. They are used to solve problems that require decisions to be made in real time, such as scheduling and routing problems. Main idea number 12. Computational geometry. Computational geometry is an algorithmic technique used to solve problems involving geometric objects. It is used to solve problems such as finding the closest pair of points, finding the convex hull of a set of points, and finding the shortest path between two points. Main idea number 13. String algorithms. String algorithms are algorithms used to solve problems involving strings. They are used to solve problems such as finding the longest common substring, finding the shortest common superstring, and finding the longest palindrome in a string. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Divide and conquer is an algorithmic technique used to break down a problem into smaller, more manageable subproblems. It works by dividing the original problem into two or more independent parts that can be solved separately. Once each part has been solved, the solutions are combined to form a solution for the entire problem. This approach allows for efficient use of resources and time as it reduces the amount of work needed to solve complex problems. The divide and conquer strategy is often used in combination with other techniques such as dynamic programming and greedy algorithms. By breaking down a large problem into smaller pieces, it becomes easier to identify patterns and develop efficient solutions. Additionally, this approach can help reduce complexity by allowing us to focus on one small piece at a time instead of trying to tackle everything at once. Divide and conquer algorithms are widely used in computer science due to their efficiency and scalability. Examples include sorting algorithms like quicksort, binary search trees, matrix multiplication algorithms like Strassen's algorithm, graph traversal algorithms like depth-first search, DFS, shortest path finding algorithms like Dijkstra's algorithm, string matching algorithms such as Knuth, Morris, Pratt, KMP, algorithm etc. Main idea number 2. Randomized algorithms are a powerful tool for solving difficult problems. By introducing randomness into the algorithm, it can often find solutions that would be impossible to discover using deterministic methods. Randomized algorithms can also be used to improve the efficiency of existing algorithms by allowing them to explore more possibilities in less time. For example, randomized quicksort is an efficient sorting algorithm that uses randomization to choose which element will become the pivot point at each step. This allows it to quickly sort large datasets without having to compare every element with every other element. Similarly, randomized primality tests use probabilistic techniques such as Fermat's Little Theorem and Miller-Rabin test to determine whether a number is prime or composite. Randomized algorithms have been used in many areas of computer science, including graph theory, cryptography, machine learning, and optimization problems. They are particularly useful when dealing with NP-hard problems where no polynomial time solution exists but a good approximate solution may still be found using randomization. Main idea number 3. Greedy algorithms are a type of algorithmic approach that make decisions based on the best immediate outcome. They work by making locally optimal choices at each step in order to reach an overall global optimum solution. Greedy algorithms can be used to solve optimization problems, where the goal is to find the best solution from a set of possible solutions. The key idea behind greedy algorithms is that they make decisions based on what looks like the most promising option at any given moment, without considering how those decisions might affect future outcomes. This means that while they may produce good results quickly, there is no guarantee that these results will be optimal or even close to it in terms of finding an overall global optimum solution. In addition, greedy algorithms often require significant computational resources and time as they must consider all possible options before making a decision. As such, it's important for developers to carefully weigh up whether using a greedy algorithm is appropriate for their particular problem. Main idea number 4. Dynamic programming is a powerful technique for solving complex problems by breaking them down into smaller, simpler subproblems. It works by storing the solutions to each of the subproblems in an array or table and then using those solutions to solve larger problems. This approach allows us to avoid recomputing the same solution multiple times, which can save time and memory. Dynamic programming can be used to solve many types of optimization problems such as shortest path algorithms, knapsack problem, sequence alignment, and more. The key idea behind dynamic programming is that it solves a problem by combining solutions from previously solved subproblems. To do this efficiently requires careful analysis of the structure of the problem so that overlapping subproblems are identified and reused instead of being computed repeatedly. By doing this, we can reduce both time complexity and space complexity significantly. Dynamic programming has been successfully applied in many areas including operations research, artificial intelligence, economics, finance, game theory, and bioinformatics. It is also widely used in computer science for designing efficient algorithms for various tasks such as sorting data structures or searching through large databases. Main idea number 5. Graph algorithms are powerful tools for solving a wide variety of problems. They can be used to find the shortest path between two nodes, determine the minimum spanning tree of a graph, or calculate the maximum flow in a network. Graph algorithms are also useful for finding clusters and communities within networks, as well as detecting anomalies and outliers. The most common type of graph algorithm is known as depth-first search, DFS. This algorithm starts at one node and explores all its neighbors before moving on to any other nodes. It continues this process until it has explored every node in the graph. Other types of graph algorithms include breadth-first search, BFS, which starts at one node and explores all its neighbors before exploring any other nodes, topological sorting, which orders vertices according to their dependencies, and Dijkstra's algorithm, which finds the shortest paths between two points. Graph algorithms have many applications in computer science, including artificial intelligence research, data mining tasks such as clustering analysis or anomaly detection, routing problems such as finding optimal routes through networks or determining delivery schedules for goods transportation systems. Main idea number 6. Network flow algorithms are powerful tools for solving a variety of problems related to the movement of items through networks. These algorithms can be used to find the maximum flow in a network, the minimum cost flow in a network, and even the shortest path between two nodes. By using these algorithms, it is possible to optimize transportation systems, communication networks, and other types of complex networks. The most common type of network flow algorithm is called an augmenting path algorithm. This type of algorithm works by finding paths from one node to another that increase or decrease the amount of flow in certain parts of the network. It then uses this information to adjust flows throughout the entire system until an optimal solution is found. Other types of network flow algorithms include Ford-Fulkerson's max flow min-cut theorem and Edmonds' Blossom algorithm. Network flow algorithms have many applications beyond just optimizing transportation systems or communication networks. They can also be used for scheduling tasks on computers or robots, routing data packets over computer networks, designing efficient production lines in factories, and more. Main idea number 7. Linear programming is a powerful tool for solving optimization problems. It involves finding the best solution from a set of possible solutions, where the goal is to maximize or minimize an objective function. Linear programming works by formulating the problem as a system of linear equations and inequalities, then using algorithms to solve them. The most common algorithm used in linear programming is called the simplex method, which uses simplex pivoting operations to find optimal solutions. The main advantage of linear programming over other optimization techniques is its ability to handle large-scale problems with many variables and constraints. This makes it ideal for applications such as resource allocation, scheduling, production planning, and financial analysis. Additionally, because it relies on mathematical models rather than heuristics or trial and error methods, it can provide more accurate results. In addition to being useful for solving complex optimization problems, linear programming also has several advantages over traditional methods such as dynamic programming or branch-unbound algorithms. For example, since it only requires basic algebraic operations, addition/subtraction/multiplication/division, it can be implemented quickly and efficiently on computers without requiring specialized hardware or software. Main idea number 8. Integer programming is a powerful tool for solving optimization problems that involve integer variables. It works by finding the best solution from a set of possible solutions, where the goal is to maximize or minimize a given objective function. Integer programming algorithms use linear programming techniques to solve problems with discrete variables, such as those involving binary decisions, 0/1, or multiple choices, 0/n. The algorithm begins by formulating an initial problem and then iteratively improving it until an optimal solution is found. The main advantage of using integer programming over other methods is its ability to handle complex constraints and objectives. This makes it suitable for tackling difficult optimization problems in areas such as finance, logistics, scheduling, and production planning. Additionally, integer programming can be used to solve combinatorial optimization problems which require selecting combinations of items from a large set. In order to apply integer programming effectively, one must have knowledge about linear algebra and basic concepts related to mathematical modeling. Furthermore, understanding how different types of constraints interact with each other can help identify potential issues before they arise during the implementation process. Main idea number 9. Approximation algorithms are a powerful tool for solving difficult optimization problems. They provide an efficient way to find solutions that are close to the optimal solution, but not necessarily the exact optimal solution. Approximation algorithms can be used in many different areas of computer science, including graph theory, machine learning, and operations research. In each case, they allow us to quickly find good solutions without having to spend time searching for the perfect one. The key idea behind approximation algorithms is that they trade off accuracy for speed. Instead of spending time trying to find the exact best solution, these algorithms focus on finding a good enough solution quickly. This makes them ideal for situations where we need quick answers or when there is no guarantee that an exact answer exists at all. Approximation algorithms come in many forms and can be applied in various ways depending on the problem being solved. Some common techniques include greedy search methods which make decisions based on local information, linear programming which uses mathematical models, simulated annealing which mimics natural processes, and genetic algorithms which use evolutionary principles. Overall, approximation algorithms offer a great way to solve complex optimization problems efficiently and effectively. By trading off accuracy for speed, they enable us to quickly get good results without having to exhaustively search through every possible option. Main idea number 10. Parallel algorithms are an important tool for solving complex problems. By breaking down a problem into smaller subproblems that can be solved independently, parallel algorithms allow multiple processors to work on the same task simultaneously. This allows for faster and more efficient solutions than would be possible with traditional sequential algorithms. The key to successful implementation of parallel algorithms is careful design. The algorithm must be designed in such a way that each processor can work on its own part of the problem without needing information from other processors or interfering with their progress. Additionally, communication between processors must be minimized as much as possible in order to maximize efficiency. Parallel algorithms have been used successfully in many areas including scientific computing, image processing, data mining, machine learning and artificial intelligence. They offer significant advantages over traditional sequential approaches when dealing with large datasets or computationally intensive tasks. Main idea number 11. Online algorithms are designed to solve problems in an online setting where decisions must be made in real time. These algorithms are used for a variety of tasks, such as scheduling and routing. Online algorithms can be divided into two categories, those that make decisions based on the current state of the system, stateful, and those that make decisions without considering the current state, stateless. Stateful online algorithms use information about past events to inform their decision-making process, while stateless ones do not consider any prior knowledge or history when making decisions. Stateful online algorithms have been used extensively in areas such as network routing and traffic control. They allow for more efficient solutions by taking into account past events when deciding how to route data or manage traffic flow. Stateless online algorithms are often used for simpler tasks like job scheduling or resource allocation, where there is no need to consider previous states of the system. Online algorithms provide a powerful tool for solving complex problems quickly and efficiently. By leveraging both stateful and stateless approaches, they can help optimize systems with minimal effort from users. As technology continues to advance, these types of algorithmic solutions will become increasingly important. Main idea number 12. Computational geometry is a powerful tool for solving problems involving geometric objects. It can be used to solve a wide variety of problems, from finding the closest pair of points in a set to determining the convex hull of a set of points or even finding the shortest path between two points. Computational geometry algorithms are designed to efficiently and accurately solve these types of problems by taking into account all relevant factors such as distance, angles, and other properties associated with geometric shapes. The algorithms used in computational geometry are often based on mathematical principles such as linear programming, graph theory, and optimization techniques. These algorithms can be applied to both 2D and 3D spaces in order to find solutions that would otherwise be difficult or impossible to calculate manually. By using computational geometry techniques, it is possible to quickly identify optimal solutions for many different types of problems. In addition to being useful for problem-solving purposes, computational geometry also has applications in computer graphics and animation. For example, it can be used for creating realistic 3D models or animations by calculating how light interacts with surfaces within an environment. This type of calculation requires complex calculations which could take too long if done manually. However, when using computational geometry algorithms, this process becomes much faster. Main idea number 13. String algorithms are a powerful tool for solving problems involving strings. They can be used to find the longest common substring, the shortest common superstring, and even the longest palindrome in a string. String algorithms are also useful for pattern matching, text compression, and data mining. The most basic string algorithm is searching for a given pattern within a larger string. This can be done using brute force or more efficient methods such as Boyer-Moore or Nuth-Morris-Pratt algorithms. Other popular string algorithms include suffix trees and tries, which allow fast search of large collections of strings. String algorithms have many applications in computer science, including natural language processing, bioinformatics, information retrieval systems, web search engines, and databases. They are also used in cryptography to break codes by finding patterns in encrypted messages. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.